there is a quiet assumption woven into modern life that growth only happens when something changes. We celebrate novelty, disruption, reinvention. We tell ourselves that if today looks too much like yesterday, we are standing still. But if you look honestly at the moments when you feel safest, not excited, not distracted, but genuinely at ease, they almost always share one thing in common. They are repeated. The same cup placed on the same table. The same path walked every morning. The same familiar sound of keys turning in your own door. Repetition is often misunderstood as monotony. In reality, it is one of the deepest forms of psychological shelter. Your brain is constantly scanning the world for unpredictability. Every conversation, every notification, every unexpected noise requires interpretation. The mind does not rest simply because nothing dramatic is happening. It rests when it recognizes a pattern. Patterns tell the nervous system, you have been here before. You survived this before. You do not need to prepare for danger. That is why the first day in a new job feels heavier than the work itself. It is not the tasks that exhaust you. It is the unfamiliar rhythm, the unknown tone of colleagues, the uncertainty of expectations, the small calculations behind every interaction. But 2 weeks later, something shifts. The same tasks feel lighter. The same hallway feels smaller. The same routine feels almost invisible. Repetition has done its quiet work. It has turned chaos into structure. It has replaced vigilance with familiarity. And familiarity allows breath to deepen. Think about your own evenings. You probably follow a sequence without consciously deciding to. Perhaps you put your bag in the same corner. Perhaps you wash your hands in the same order. Perhaps you sit in the same spot on the couch. If someone moved your chair slightly, you would notice. Not because the chair matters, but because repetition has built a map inside you. Your body expects the world to align with that map. This expectation is not weakness. It is efficiency. Every repeated action removes a decision. Every removed decision conserves mental energy. And mental energy is finite. Modern life overwhelms us not through hardship, but through choice. What to eat? What to watch? What to answer? What to improve next? Endless options masquerade as freedom, yet each option demands evaluation. Repetition gently closes doors. Not permanently, just enough to allow rest. When you reach automatically for the same mug each morning, you are not limiting yourself. You are simplifying one tiny corner of existence so your mind can focus elsewhere. It is no accident that cultures across the world build rituals into daily life. Morning tea. Evening prayer. Weekly family meals. Seasonal traditions repeated year after year. Rituals are repetition with intention. They exist not because they are efficient, but because they anchor time. When everything around us changes, technology, politics, personal circumstances, ritual creates continuity. It says, something remains stable. Humans are not designed to exist in constant novelty. We need reference points. A repeated action becomes a marker in memory. It tells you who you are, not through dramatic milestones, but through steady rhythm. Even identity is formed through repetition. You become someone not because you once acted bravely, but because you consistently act in certain ways. You are kind because you repeatedly choose kindness. You are patient because you repeatedly pause instead of react. Without repetition, identity dissolves into scattered moments. There is also a deeper layer to repetition that we rarely acknowledge. When you repeat something often enough, your attention shifts. The first time you hear a song, you focus on melody. The second time, on lyrics. The 10th time, on emotion. The 100th time, on how you feel while listening. Repetition removes the need to process the surface. It allows you to experience the interior. This is why walking the same path can become meditative. At first, you notice buildings and traffic. Later, you notice your breathing. Eventually, you notice your thoughts. The outer world fades because it no longer requires interpretation. Repetition opens space inside you. We fear routine because we equate it with stagnation. We assume that if our days look similar, our lives are shrinking. But stability is not the opposite of growth. It is the environment that makes growth sustainable. Imagine planting something in constantly shifting soil. It would never take root. Repetition is soil. It allows parts of your life to remain predictable so that other parts can stretch safely. Even relationships depend on repetition. Trust is not built from one grand gesture. It is built from showing up again and again, answering messages, keeping promises, returning. Love, at its core, is repetitive. I am here. I am still here. I will be here tomorrow. Without repetition, connection becomes fragile. There is also comfort in knowing what comes next. After a difficult day, you may not need excitement. You need certainty. You need to know that when you open the door, your space will look the way you left it. That the light switch will respond. That the familiar sounds will greet you. Predictability is not dullness. It is relief. In a world that changes constantly, where news shifts hourly and expectations evolve overnight, repetition becomes resistance. It protects your nervous system from constant adaptation. It tells your mind, not everything is unstable. Not everything is moving. You can rest here. Repetition does not eliminate pain. It does not solve problems. But it gives the mind somewhere steady to return. When life feels uncertain, you can still boil water the same way. You can still walk the same street. You can still sit in the same chair. These are not meaningless habits. They are threads of continuity tying your present to your past. They whisper, you have existed before this moment, and you will exist after it. And sometimes, that is enough. We chase novelty because it feels like progress. But progress without grounding becomes exhaustion. Repetition is grounding. It is the quiet acknowledgement that not every day needs reinvention. Not every week requires transformation. Some days simply need to be lived, steadily, predictably, gently. There is a strange peace in knowing tomorrow morning you will wake up and follow the same small sequence of movements. Not because you are trapped, but because you are home. Repetition is not the absence of meaning. It is where meaning accumulates. Not loudly. Not suddenly. But patiently, layer by layer, until the ordinary becomes the place where you finally feel safe enough to breathe without effort. And sometimes, that quiet breath is more powerful than any dramatic change.